you know when you woke up this morning, as you wiped the sleepy out of your eyes, his mercies were already new for you this morning with your name on them right there? Yeah, his mercies are new every morning.
And I certainly praise him for that. Hey, so good to see you, friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll with you, and I am stuffed with birthday cake yesterday. Celebrated another birthday. See, after a certain age, birthdays are just another day. But hey, the cake's always nice, too. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And friend, I think you will be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way right now. It's Bridget Donahoe and Children of God here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high, for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for his name.
Sets captives free, and by his stripes we have been redeemed. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for his name. And we will
the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
Her name is Bridget Donahoe and Children of God. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today in Matthew chapter 10. Says, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, one of the members of W.E. Sangster's church in England, well, he was a barber, and he felt like it was his duty to witness to his customers, but he wasn't always prudent in how he went about it. Here's the true story right here. One day, after he lathered a man up for a shave, he picked up a razor and asked, sir, are you prepared to meet your God? And the poor fellow fled out with lather still on his face. How about that? You know, in our culture today, they have convinced us that it's inappropriate and unacceptable to talk about religion. But that shouldn't discourage us, Fred, because evangelism is really as simple as testifying what God has done in your life. So as we continue our weekend, as we continue our Sunday, go out and meet people where they are, at the dentist, a neighborhood party, at the water cooler, and tell them how they too can experience God's amazing grace.
Oh, listening to Sunday Worship.
What a friend we found.
Oh, that's right. What a friend we have in Jesus, a friend who is always there, ready to hear from us when we pray, when we go to him. He's always there. Isn't that pretty cool? Hey, thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. If you got a couple of minutes, be sure to like us on Facebook. We've been posting some encouraging passages, verses, and quotes from believers. Yeah, be sure to like us on Facebook. It's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, do the work of an evangelist. World-famous violinist Fritz Kreisler, I hope I pronounce his last name right, I'm sorry if I'm not, he earned a fortune with his concerts and compositions, but he was also extremely generous, gave most of his money away. So when he discovered an exquisite violin on one of his trips, he couldn't afford to buy it. And later, having raised just enough money to meet the asking price, he returned to the seller hoping to purchase that beautiful instrument. But to his great dismay, it had already been sold to a collector. So Kreisler made his way to the new owner's home and offered to buy the violin. The collector said it had become his prized possession and he would not sell it. So Kreisler was disappointed, but he had an idea. He said, could I play the instrument once more before it's consigned to silence? And permission was granted. And he started playing. And he filled the room with such heart-moving music that the collector's emotions were deeply stirred. He said, I have no right to keep that to myself. It's yours, Mr. Kreisler. Take it into the world and let people hear it. Friend, you and I have a message to share. Our Heavenly Father created us as exquisite instruments, and the beautiful music that we are to make is the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We were, my friend, made to be played.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Time is in his hands. Forgiven.
James chapter 5 verse 16 says the prayers of a righteous person avail much. You know, someone once said, if you only pray when you're in trouble, you're in trouble. Tell you what, our God is an awesome, awesome God. Amen. That's Michael W. Smith here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, don't forget, coming up this Thursday, mark it down on your calendar. It's a special book signing event. I'm so grateful that Great News Radio is sponsoring me, partnering with me as we do my book signing coming up this Thursday night, the 17th, at Lincoln Square Mall there at the Great News Radio Center. The book is called Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible. This Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. Also, that same night, you're invited to a special Israel night. That's also taking place Thursday night as well. You can get more details on that by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there you'll see that information right there on the homepage. Well, don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday. It's like the extra dose of coffee right there in your speakers. The Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, or for the rebroadcast tomorrow night at 7:32 p.m. Both times, by the way, are Central Time. But in the meantime, I'm running out of coffee. I need to go grab some in the other room. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.